Thirsty Thursday on 1460 KXNO continues as we go north to Whiskey River in Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. And now here are your hosts, Jared Stansberry and Brent Bloom.
Boy, we're 0 for 2 tonight. But we've got something even better. Add Stansberry plus Bloom. What do you get? Well, you don't even get what would be the equivalent of Rob Gray. He's with me tonight.
Not in years.
A very rare pairing on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Here at Whiskey River, of course, we are presented by our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. How are you, Rob?
I'm doing okay. It's an oldie but a goodie.
It is. We're kicking it old school here on a Thursday night, and it's been a busy week. This is one of the from what we do for it's Cyclone Fanatic. This is one of the busier weeks of the year. The way it's set up this year, you have a monster home football game on Saturday. Iowa State will host sixth-ranked West Virginia, and then we've got women's basketball media day, men's basketball media day. And then all the stuff that comes with a home football game. It's been a crazy week, but it's good to convene with you here to sort it all out at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is.
Yeah, Iowa State, West Virginia coming up on Saturday. First of all, I want to touch on the Big 12 game tonight. We are doing live radio here. TCU, Texas Tech. Something tells me that Tech isn't as bad as people have written them off to be or that we thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
In my preseason poll, I'm proud to say that I had Oklahoma State down at 7th. I didn't think they would be very good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I had Tech down at, like, 8. I think they're better than that.
Who'd you have 9?
Baylor.
Okay, yeah.
And then I had Kansas 10.
I would have had them 8, too.
But I think that they're better than Oklahoma State. I mean, we saw them kill Oklahoma State.
They are, but, I mean, you get a roll in one way or the other. It's I don't know. That they could hold the Oklahoma State to 17 points, that's the real head-scratcher there.
I don't think their defense is bad.
I don't think it's bad, but yet, once again, they're leading the league in total offense, I believe, as a team, and I believe they're still at the bottom of total defense. Now, that's just yards, and that's, you know, we can do yards per play, and I'm sure they're a little bit better in that. And all
yeah,
that,
don't do the yards. Come on. What, do you cover the Big Ten?
It indicates something. But I agree, it's the yards per play, yards per attempt, things like that that elucidate things more.
I don't think Texas Tech wins tonight, but I like the 7.5. Don't play the lock thing. I'm not locking that up. Jinx. It's just a gut. I don't know. I watched them play West Virginia very closely, and they gave the little like comeback that they made against West Virginia was impressive to me. I'm like, those guys are actually playing for Kingsbury, and they're flying around on defense. It's the best defense we've seen him have, I think.
Yeah.
And you know what, they're going to be good on offense. I don't know. Interesting game tonight. I'm really glad that game's tonight. I'm going to be locked into that one.
Very interesting because you see the trends. How many touchdowns has TCU's offense given away? They're turning the ball over left and right. And if they right that ship, we know how talented they are.
Yeah.
You know, it's another example of how you feel good about, as you mentioned, Tech kind of hanging around based on what's happening. But we all know it could go touchdown swing either way.
No,
and that's how the league has been, with some head-scratching, interesting games on a weekly basis.
Well, it's fun to sit here at Whiskey River and the Thursday night games getting ready to come on, and they're showing Iowa State highlights and graphics of Matt Campbell and whatnot.
Keem Butler.
Again, we've come a long way here on the Cyclone Fanatic Show since our days of broadcasting in Elkhart and those were fun days, don't get me wrong, but we were the teams we were talking about were just vastly different to what you get to look forward to on a Saturday now. And this is a big game. I mean, this is not only for Iowa State nationally, this game's getting attention. Look, it's getting discussed right now on ESPN. West Virginia is a legitimate college football playoff contender at this point, and a lot of the country thinks Iowa State's going to upset them on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I am there.
You are?
I am there.
You're going, you're rolling with it.
Well, just look at the track record since last season, and really the latter part of Campbell's first season. Defense gives you a chance. If you can put up enough points, you don't lose the turnover battle. Or if you lose it by one, and it doesn't necessarily go to points, you know what I mean? You're going to be right there. I mean, the home crowd, the semi-chilly night, but a sunny day, you know, under the lights, the atmosphere. They just finally got over the, what in the hell? It's okay.
It's all right. We got some construction going on here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. It's all good.
Go ahead. It's a good soundtrack. But I think the stars are aligned, so to speak. They went on a roll last October, and I think we're due for a roll this October as well.
We kind of were tongue in cheek with it, but there's something to it—the Mr. October thing that Jared put together on the Cyclone Fanatic social media. You know, and I think that there's the fact that Matt Campbell's 5-0 in his last five games in the October, many of those upset wins. I do think it plays into his little process thing a little bit. Matt's a feel your team out type of guy. Mm-hmm. It's not conducive to the way that we've seen him treat his teams the first month of the season to have it be as front loaded as it was this year. Yep. But I do think that I don't think it's a coincidence that now 2 years in a row we've seen them peak at the same time, where we've seen them kind of come together in that second month of the season. I think Matt's a very analytical guy. I think he's a very detail-oriented guy. And the more information, the better for guys like that. I don't know. I was thinking about that the other night, and I do think there's something to it.
I think there's no doubt about it, and I think he's touched on that. It's almost like he talked about how important it was in season one just to figure out how guys could arrange their lockers and figure out how to play in the type of way that was expected of them, with him at the helm of the program. And you're right, it was not conducive to that in terms of maybe getting off to the type of role that takes you toward the Big 12 championship football he's chasing.
Yeah.
By any means. But you saw what they were able to do developing depth. You saw that they did that throughout all fall camp and piecing it in game by game more and more. And as we talked about a bit in the rundown earlier in the week, just how interesting. Of course, coaches want to build depth. Of course, coaches want to keep guys fresh. But his approach of, I want even reps at some of these spots, so you know, and situationally, the situational football stuff, it's very interesting and intriguing and a bit of a, I mean, it's a bit unique how deep he goes into that stuff and how much he's like, I mean, the first time I saw Ray Lima come off the field on an important play in a game, I was sort of like, what? And now you get it.
Yeah.
You get it because he's going to be there for that important play later on down the line with that much more energy. And you're seeing the guys thrive in that situation, sometimes two and three deep in spots playing on the same Saturday.
Thought your piece was interesting this week with what Campbell had to say regarding the middle linebacker spot. And this is another just kind of dimension into the mind of Matt Campbell and how he wants this program to eventually be, where he basically told us he wants Mike Rose and Orion Vance to be splitting reps 50-50 at the end of a game. That's really interesting to me. The fact that usually it's at Iowa State, okay, the first string and second string are so different. Yeah. One, that's not really the case in that specific position, at least, but two, you know, he views it as the greater whole. You know, like if I don't know, like just imagine saying that when Jeremiah George was the starting middle linebacker, right? Like you couldn't even comprehend it, and this is what he's striving for the program to be.
Yeah, or Jake Knott, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
The drop off was so significant, but what you're seeing them do is put together a team at position areas where certain guys have certain strengths, other guys have complementary strengths. He's talked about that all the time, complementing one another. And you're seeing that. Rose has been a tremendous success, I think, as a true freshman. A lot of hard hits, heady football, has a nose for the football. But we've seen Orion Vance thrive when they, you know, dial up pressure. Or just in a passing down situation, he's able to get after the quarterback a little bit and also maybe do a little bit better when he has to drop back in coverage. So those guys complement each other perfectly. We're seeing Jake Hummel start to complement Marcel Spears at at the will. I mean, Willie Hart, we've seen Reagan Northrop get in there at times and make a mark, make an impact. And, you know, we've seen guys rotate in the second. That's the key. They're rotating guys and guys where it's not a big drop-off. You're seeing whole packages. Sometimes third down, it looks like a line change on defense. And that's because they know these are the guys that are going to give them the best chance on that down and then, you know, rinse, repeat, and go from there.
We are the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are broadcasting from Whiskey River in Ankeny, the home of the Cyclone Fanatic basketball tip-off party that will be here 2 weeks from today. The special guests had a big day up in Ames today. They will arrive on that night at around 6:30 where you can get pictures taken. You can mingle, do all that stuff, Rob. It always turns into a very fun night. And I'm greatly looking forward to it once again.
Oh, yeah. It's always fantastic. A lot of banter, conversation with all kinds of people. It's fun seeing different people you know as fans or people you don't know talking to.
Oh,
Pete
yeah.
Link stood around and talked with us last year, the strength coach, great strength coach at Iowa State. You know, D-Rob, Coach Prohm, all these guys.
Yeah, they're great.
You know, just, you know, really seem to enjoy that social aspect of it.
We've got a Facebook event up. I'll share that link. It's good to see who's coming and whatnot. But yeah, encourage people to get here early to Whiskey River in Ankeny 2 weeks from tonight for the annual Cyclone Fanatic basketball tip-off party. All right, we'll be back with more. We're gonna get Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive in here, and we're going to do our picks of the week. I'm roaring back after a terrible start. Pick Tim's brain on the big games of the college football weekend. We'll go against the number next here on 1460 KXNO.
For the second straight year, Whiskey River, located in Ankeny's Prairie Trail District, is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show for the Iowa State athletic season. Whether it's a Saturday night out with the bros or lunch with the family, Whiskey River and Ankeny's great food, drinks, and friendly service makes it the perfect spot for any occasion. Whiskey River's wall-to-wall TVs make it the perfect place to watch football, baseball, and every sport in between. Plus, you can always join the Cyclone Fanatic staff to talk Cyclone sports on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
The fall sales event is going on now at the GM Certified Leader, Carl Chevrolet. Right now, we have over 250 five-star platinum quality GM certified vehicles to choose from. The selection has never been better. And just announced, having trouble finding the quality pre-owned vehicle you are looking for? No problem. Let your dealer for life find it for you. We will locate, inspect, sell, and deliver your vehicle to you. No more endless searching to find what you want. We'll do all the hard work. Stop in today and get the process started and experience the number one GM certified dealer in the nation difference. Integrity, trust, satisfaction, and confidence. Visit CarlChevrolet.com to view our complete inventory and pricing. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Dr. Peter Buck, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For the past 25 years, I've had the privilege of providing care to Cyclone Nation varsity athletes on the sidelines and courtside. The physicians of Iowa State McFarland Sports Medicine are the official team physicians for ISU athletes. My colleagues, Dr. Greenwald, Dr. Warmy, and I specialize in orthopedic care for athletes of all ages and levels. Need a sports injury evaluation? Find out more at McFarland Sports Medicine. Medicine.com or call 515-239-4475.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams. We're in the heart of football season now, and I got to tell you, I feel a lot better than I did a year ago, and I owe a lot of that to Dr. Kruger at the Ames Eye Clinic. Also, their Des Moines location is, they're called Des Moines Eye Care in Des Moines. Same guys, really great eye doctors. I never thought that I had eye problems. I don't really have problems seeing or anything like that, but I was suffering from chronic headaches. I mean, it was nonstop. I always had a headache. And I think a lot of it was because I stared at a screen all day. Dr. Kruger took a look at my eyes, took him about a half hour, and he knew exactly what was wrong. Prescribed me some glasses that now I use while I'm on my computer, while I'm working for you guys at Cyclone Fanatic all day. And man, has it made a difference. I'm even sleeping better. I challenge you, if you have a problem like this, any sort of eye problem, to contact our friends at Des Moines Eye Care and the Ames Eye Clinic. You can check out DesMoinesEyeCare.com or AmesEyeClinic.com. I would encourage you to do this and tell them that we sent you. Tell them thank you for supporting what we're doing here at Cyclone Fanatic.
This year, it's our year. The year we win it all. This is the year the flag flies. For wins. For big games. For titles. This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team.
These colors? These colors mean everything.
And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Football, basketball, hockey, NASCAR, and more. Shop 3719 Southwest 9th Des Moines or heartlandflags.com.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here to tell you a little bit about me away from the microphone, and that's the love that I have for my daughter, which is why every year in August I head to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center to get my annual physical. Now, I'm only 33 and luckily I'm a healthy man, but this is all about preventative medicine. My daughter relies on me, and I want to be there to watch her in t-ball games, dance recitals, and God willing, be there to walk her down the aisle. Small decisions that we make today greatly impact our future, and my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center are here to help. Visit them at iowaclinic.com to find a doctor near you, which shouldn't be hard, as the Iowa Clinic Men's Center has locations all over the metro. All right, welcome back. Cyclone Fanatic Radio here on 1460 KXNO. Of course, you can hear the Cyclone Fanatic pregame show powered by Iowa Pork coming up on Saturday at 3 at Jack Trice Stadium. And the big game, I'm sure that's going to be an electric atmosphere up there. It's always an electric atmosphere. If you stop by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, you never know what the boys and girls there at NFM.
You got it.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I tried to do it on the fly, and look what happens. Hey. Tim Mullen is with us.
I saw the segue. Hey, CW, how you doing, bud?
Great.
Rob, always good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, Tim.
Yeah, are you okay with Rob doing the show tonight?
I love seeing Rob. I haven't seen him forever.
It's been a
while.
It's
nice to have a quality person on the radio with me.
Yeah, other than Bloom.
Right.
It's good to have a professional journalist here.
Correct.
To keep the show going. That's
keep
Rob
it respectable.
Gray. I listened to the pick segment last week. You guys were kind of hard on me.
Well, I mean, you weren't here.
It was just one shot after another.
It was, and I'd like to say your picks were trash, but you did pretty good.
I went 5-1 last week.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Straight fire over here right now.
I mean, you're one game up on me in the last 2 weeks. Not bad.
Yeah, no, we've both been really good the last couple weeks. The records right now. Timmy, you're You were in first at an impressive 17-17.
At an impressive 500.
Bloom and I are both two games back at 15-19. You have to remember, I started at 6-16. I mean, it's hard to even try and be that bad. That's how I started on the season. So I've made a hell of a comeback just to even be respectable.
I agree. I will give you that you have done a decent job catching up.
What's going on at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clyde?
We always got good things going on, C-Dub. You know, right now we got a lot of good deals going on. Some of the things I like to tell the people about, you know, it's been raining a lot, and still we're working through some of the flood recovery. Still a lot of great opportunity out at Nebraska Furniture Mart to get that taken care of for you today. We're 50% off all MSRP carpet plus free High Life pad. Minimum 40 square yards, but, you know, if you're doing a room or anything like that, you're going to get that taken care of. Caristan sales event going on with the five frees. And then there's also a lot of great financing going on right now. You know, there's 24 months, anything $499 and above. And, you know, Bose financing, Samsung, Sony TVs, LG TVs, 36 months financing on $995 and above. So just a lot of great financing offers coming out. Take advantage of our money. And, again, getting ready for the build-up to the new store out at 156 there in Hickman.
What's our date? What's our magical date on that?
We're looking about the second to third week of February. You know, the construction folks like to get – they don't like to get real particular about an exact date until we get closer. But let's call it Valentine's
Day.
What
about jobs? Can we get some jobs?
Got a lot of great opportunities right now, C-Dub. We're definitely looking for sales professionals right now. You know, quality professional environment. You really get paid for the work you do. And it's a good time, but we're looking for warehouse people. We're looking for front-end people. Check out NFM.com careers. Look for the Des Moines or Clive option, and check out if there's something that works for you. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, Rob Gray hanging out here with us. He's going to act as Bloom tonight. Here are our games of the week, and we'll start out in the Pac-12. Washington is a 3-point favorite at Oregon. Tim, do you like the Ducks? Are you a fan of the Ducks?
You know, I lived in Oregon for about 5 years.
You did. I know. That's why I asked.
My lovely bride, my lovely wife of 14 years last week, celebrated our 14th year, is from Oregon, and I don't know how I convinced her to come back here. Have you guys ever been to Oregon?
It's beautiful.
It's, yeah.
I've been to Washington.
Can get a little bit rainy.
The people of Iowa is how I kept her here. It really is. The Midwest people, you can't beat it. They're great. But
we are the best.
Give me the Ducks. At home, Autzen Stadium, like the Ducks here.
I've never been to Oregon, but I have been to Washington, and for that purpose, I'm taking the Huskies at -3, and so is Bloom. I'm just having a hard time with the Oregon is back thing.
Yeah.
I need to see them, like, win a really big game.
Sure.
If they win this week, I'll be on the bandwagon.
Right. Well, look, I'll take the game up to let you figure it out.
If there's a class of really uneven, but to put it mildly, Pac-12, it's been Washington so far.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess that's where Bloom's probably coming from there.
Before this one moved over a touchdown, I thought this was like the lock of the year. Michigan over Wisconsin. Now it's up to 8.5, which is getting dicey for a Big Ten type of game. I just think that Michigan's a lot better than Wisconsin. Wisconsin's been one of the more disappointing teams in the country to me this season. I will lay the 8.5, and I'll take Jim Harbaugh in Michigan over a guy who I think is an overrated coach, Paul Chryst in Wisconsin.
I feel like I can say exactly what you just said and insert Michigan where you said Wisconsin.
It's fair.
And the opposite of that. I mean,
but Michigan's one loss is, like, looking a lot better every week.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Wisconsin's loss is bad. It's bad, you know.
Oh, my God.
It's going to mar their entire year. If they wind up with one loss and that's it, they're done. They're not going to make it. It's going to be the one that keeps them out. But to me, at the end of the day, Wisconsin's offensive line and their push that they get with that running game, they'll be able to control the clock in this game. I know Shea Patterson's getting his feet under
him. You ever watch Michigan play defense, Tim?
Yeah. I have.
Pretty salty group.
I don't think that Michigan's facing an offensive line like Wisconsin's bringing to that game. Not at 8.5 points. Happily not at 8.5. Am I saying Wisconsin's going to win? No. You give me more than a touchdown with that Wisconsin
team? Like I said, the line started at like 6.
And I would have wondered.
It's moved so far.
The minute it hit 7.5, I'm all in on Wisconsin here.
I will
give me the road dog.
I'll reluctantly go against the movement, or I'll go with the movement, and I'll take Michigan. Rob, do you have a feel on this game?
I just am appalled that you're calling out, you know, your hot take is that Paul Christ is no good.
Brett Bielema and Gary Anderson won there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you don't have to be
saying it's not
Vince Lombardi to win at Wisconsin.
I know.
Just think if they ever had, like, a real blue-chip guy.
I think he's a pretty good – I mean,
like, as a coach?
As Tim said, what's Harbaugh done?
I'm not saying – I'm talking about Wisconsin.
I mean, I know your man crush with Harbaugh.
I'm not talking about Harbaugh. I'm talking about Wisconsin.
Okay.
Like, give them – like, think if they had, like, a – the shooting for an Urban Meyer is too high for them. But, like, we saw, like, a guy of Alvarez's stature in the year 2018. That could be a powerhouse program. I think they're settling in Wisconsin with Paul Chris. I really do.
Okay. Well, I think Paul Chris
is better than Harbaugh.
Stop. This is just.
Absolutely.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Get the. Oh.
Absolutely.
Who did Boone
say? If you didn't sponsor this segment, I'd kick you off the radio right now. That's one of the worst takes I've ever heard.
Who did Boone take?
Michigan.
Oh, I'm 2-0. Love it.
I'm with Tim on this one. I see Wisconsin is hanging around enough. I think it's hanging around.
Harbaugh's going to run in circles around Paul Chris.
He might actually physically do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be good. Rob's right there.
Do it mentally.
The Iowa Hawkeyes are 5.5-point favorites at Indiana. Rob, I'll let you do the honors and make the first pick here. Bloom's taking the Hoosiers.
I didn't have to do Bloom.
Bloom's taking the Hoosiers, by the way.
A weird game. Indiana's been a weird team in recent years. There are times where their offense is really good, and then they can't stop anybody. And I don't know where they're at right now. It seems like they're settling into that decent team, kind of. A little below average that'll occasionally have a really nice game and then take a big step back. I don't know. I think Iowa's played pretty well. I think they should be troubled that they gave up 31 points to Minnesota. They should be really pleased that they scored 48, but I don't know. I think the Hawks can cover those points. I don't think they'll run away with it, but I think they can cover, what was it, five and a half?
Five and a half is where
I think
right
I think they can do that against a very up season by season, yeah, annually slightly below average or worse Indiana team.
The only thing about Indiana, Tim, is the style of play. It's just so different than what I was used to, you know. That makes it a little bit weird being on the road.
They don't play well in Indiana. They never do.
No.
They go there, that's kind of
good
becoming
quarterback.
You know, they're just a free-flowing, throw-it-up kind of sort of team. You know, they put up points against Ohio State. They put up 3-4 touchdowns against them. Going on the road there, 5.5. I'll take Indiana at home as the home dog.
Well, you're taking the home.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll take Iowa.
Who do you think can score more points at home, Minnesota or Indiana?
Indiana.
I think it's all dependent on what Iowa scores, too, though. I mean,
I don't disagree.
There's a reason.
I don't think Indiana's that good. I'll take Iowa reluctantly. I know that Iowa's going to lose this game. Iowa's going to lose to Indiana or Purdue. I guarantee it. I don't know which one, though.
23-15.
I will take Iowa because of their advantages up front, but I'm reluctantly doing it. And part of me, it's because I know that Bloom is taking Indiana, so I just like to go opposite of him
That's kind of my tack there, too.
Georgia, an 8-point favorite at LSU. This one, I wouldn't bet your paycheck on it, Tim. I have no idea.
I'd bet your money. I mean, not mine, but I bet your money.
What do you like then, Big Shot?
Give me LSU at home here. Nobody goes to Death Valley with it. I mean, over a touchdown, seriously?
Yeah, it's Ed Orgeron. I mean.
This LSU team,
the Orgeron
honestly,
era.
Yeah, I'm not impressed.
I know they went to Florida and they lost that game, but that's a close game. Tough to play in the swamp. But seriously, Death Valley at home over a touchdown dog? No way. Give me LSU at home all day.
Rob?
LSU is back.
That's an even bigger statement than mine.
They're back. Now, do they win? No. But that is way too big a number. As you said, at home. And the way, you know, it feels like there's, even though, I don't know. It's really tough to, when they have a solid team, and you can tell top to bottom when you watch them play that there's a lot of talent on that football team. I have a hard time believing that that Georgia's going to come in and thump them. Because that's thumping them at their place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do they lose? Probably. But, I mean, that's a game that goes down to the wire.
Where are you at, Dub?
I'm going to take Georgia.
Of course you are. So easy to pick the favorite. I might get like five more games on you this week.
I just think that Georgia and Bama are so much better than those other SEC teams.
What if Florida is actually that good?
But their offense is garbage. Their defense is really good, but their offense sucks. Like, Georgia's actually like a put-together team on both sides of the ball, and I'm not sure I can say that about LSU at this point either.
But over a touchdown worth?
I hate taking favorites.
Love it.
I hate taking favorites, but I'm going with a lot of favorites this week. I don't like it.
All right.
Bloom's taking... Oh, crap. He's taking Georgia, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to agree with him here.
You guys are on the same...
One of my favorites is I love Oklahoma State -7 at Kansas State. The vampire era, stick a fork in it. It's done. Bring out the garlic. He's done. And Oklahoma State, this one gets ugly. Gundy's got their attention after what Iowa State did last week. This is Oklahoma State by double digits. If it were possible, I would take them by triple digits.
Triple digits?
It's not going to be possible.
Oh, my.
Strong bet.
Okay. I think I'm on board with you there. I really think that
I mean,
that
how can
Snyder,
you be confident in Kansas State?
The wheels
State?
Are falling off. I mean, they find
Kansas is better than Kansas State right now.
It's going to be a hell of a game. But they still kind of overachieve a little bit. I think they're slowly – the talent pool is coming down. They hung around in a couple of games that you thought they might have gotten.
They stink, Rob.
I don't think they stink. But I think they're definitely a full level lower than they have been in recent years. And I'm with you that Oklahoma State's going to handle them fairly convincingly. So I'd go with the Cowboys as well.
K-State at home.
Tim's taking all the underdogs.
K-State at home.
I love it.
How bad can you be that many times? I know the talent pool.
They're not any good. They stink.
Hey, couldn't agree more. Rob's dead on. They're traveling downhill. It's a slow spiral. They can't lose every game. It's not. Look.
Or can they?
Every cat has its day.
I know. We've talked about this, C-Dub. It's in roulette, black hits 30 times in a row. It can't hit 31, right?
Yeah.
But it can.
Or can it?
Right. But I'm saying 31 this time on Kansas State winning at home with a 7-point. Let's go. Come on, Vampire. One time.
Gundy.
It's getting closer. Let's go.
Close to Halloween.
Just like Harbaugh and Paul Chris.
Oh, Gundy's trash.
Gundy's going to go down to Lawrence to that old school track they used to have around the stadium, and Gundy's going to be, you know, he's going to have like his fourth mile in by the time that
with
Snyder can even get out of the freaking tunnel.
Wind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me Oklahoma State.
Yeah. I'm so.
The game of the week,
yep.
West Virginia now a 6.5-point favorite at Iowa State. A lot of folks picking Iowa State with the outright upset here. I'll let you have the honors.
C-Dub, give me Iowa State at home.
You're taking all dogs this week.
There you go. You figured it out by the last one.
Yep.
I loved these lines on all of them, but here's the deal. With the confidence they got coming out of Stillwater last week,
yeah,
that
got
offense
a lot of confidence.
Is running.
Yep.
There's absolutely no reason to not believe in them this week, that they're going to carry that over and walk out there, start strong, carry it through. Look. West Virginia, you said it in the earlier segment, I heard you say it. They're absolutely a national contender possibility. But I don't think they're ready for it. And when I looked today earlier and you sent me these picks and I said, oh, a night game? Give me that environment with that type of game. Will Greer, I don't think he's ready for what's about to happen. Give me Iowa State at home to win.
Boom!
Boom.
I think you're doing the same thing, right?
I'm with Tim.
Doesn't it get weird, like, when we're all picking them to win, though? Because then I always start to double-think things.
It does. It does.
See, it almost makes me want to go the other way now.
Well, here's
we're not
the deal.
All that smart.
Please
this is
that,
where the front-loaded schedule has helped the Cyclones. Look at the level of competition they've played versus who West Virginia has played to this point. And Tim is exactly right. Does everyone know?
Right.
West Virginia
right.
is a – oh, you're frequently right.
Thank you, Rob.
A legitimate, you know, playoff contender. But, you know, so was Oklahoma. And they made the playoffs last year, and the Cyclones went into their house and won. I think there's something about this October thing. I think there's something about this team building as the season goes on, and they just don't get blown out. You throw in that night game atmosphere, you throw in, you know, what can Brock Purdy do in game two? It's not just that. What can that defense do? Are they going to turn over Will Greer, who we got turned over three times last week? I think the Cyclones find a way to win for the fifth time in their last seven outings over a top 25 team.
Damn it, I'm picking them too.
Had a kid. Where'd Bloom go?
Bloom he is taking Virginia. Iowa State.
Oh, he is. That a kid? See?
Remember when he picked him to get, like, blown out by TCU a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I remember having there.
Yeah. That's Campbell's really good as an underdog. I mean, the numbers back it up. He's, like, 75% or something as an underdog against the spread. And he's really good money line as an underdog. So
all dogs win this week. I go 6-0. I know Bloom said that.
This is so weird, dude, because I'm always an underdog guy. Like, I hate picking favorites, but this week I'm not that way.
Yeah.
All right, I'll probably go 0-6.
I love that. Makes me happy.
See what happens. Tim, get out of here. Go watch that little girl of yours play some volleyball. Who do the Blue Jays got tonight?
Yeah, Bonnerant for our Blue Jays. We got Boone, the Toreadors.
Well, we'll handle that, right?
Well, we're pretty good, I'm not going to lie, but every game has to be played to see who wins it. But, a lot of fun in Bonnerant for our night out at the old gym.
See you at Founders after.
Text me. See you there.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it, guys.
From Nebraska Furniture, Martin Clive. More after this here on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, guys, it's Chris Williams here wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture, Martin Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture, Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Hi, this is Dr. Thomas Greenwald, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For over 25 years, I've taken care of ISU athletes and am an official team physician of Iowa State athletes. I'm a proud supporter of Cyclone Nation. As an orthopedic surgeon, I specialize in musculoskeletal care for athletes of all ages, from high school to collegiate athletes to adult weekend warriors. Trust McFarland Orthopedic Sports Medicine and my colleagues Dr. Buck and Dr. Warmy and I for extraordinary sports injury care and rehabilitation. Visit us on the web at McFarlandSportsMedicine.com. Go Cyclones.
Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning. He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. Give them a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
The fall sales event is going on now at Iowa's only dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. Just announced, we have big fall savings on many new Chevrolets. All month long, take advantage of up to 20% off total value savings on select new Chevrolet models. Plus, with the largest inventory and selection of new Chevrolets in Iowa, over 2,100, the selection has never been better to choose from. If you're even thinking about a new vehicle, it's the best time of the year to save big at Iowa's number one dealer for all brands, Carl Chevrolet. Find new roads and experience why more Iowans drive a Chevy from Carl Chevrolet, or find details and pricing online 24 hours a day at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
If the recent storms have left behind surprises in your basement, Royal Flooring is here to help. Hi, I'm Bill Ludwig. There's not much you can do to prevent water in your basement. It happens to a lot of us, even me. When it's time to replace your carpet, though, you can choose to shop for your new flooring from locally owned Royal Flooring in both Altoona and Urbandale. With our huge selection from Mohawk Flooring, great service, and free expert in-home measuring, you'll love everything about your new flooring and installation from Royal Flooring. Maybe even the reason you need new flooring in the first place. Well, maybe.
And while you're shopping for your new flooring from Mohawk Flooring at Royal, keep in mind that Royal Flooring is locally owned and a part of the same communities in which we live. They're most concerned with helping our customers get back the home they love, not about profit margins. Not only will you find an incredible selection of Mohawk Flooring at Royal Flooring, but also the best and most competitive prices.
Shop Royal Flooring today in Altoona, just off 8th Street, next to Hy-Vee, and in Urbandale at 100th Street in Douglas. ShopRoyalFlooring.com.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa Diamond President Chuck Kuba. After 20 years of serving engagement and wedding couples, I can't help but reflect back on the thousands of wonderful folks we've helped and ask myself, how can we be so lucky? Is it our incredible ring selection or the quiet private atmosphere? Then came the epiphany. Out of all the people in the world, we make you feel like you are the most important people in the world. Because at that moment, to all of us at Iowa Diamond, you are. Visit us at iowadiamond.com or in person anytime. You'll see what I mean.
This year, it's our year.
No, no, no. This year, it's my team.
Yeah, this is the year.
This season, everyone is going to know where I'm tailgating.
My team, my colors, my flag.
Hello, it's why I fly the flag.
This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team. And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Buy online and get free shipping. Heartland Flag.
All right, welcome back to Whiskey River up here in Ankeny. It's the Cyclone Fanatic radio show. We are, as always, presented by our good friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Hey, let's go up to Ames. Let's talk to Dr. Warmy from the McFarland Clinic. Travels with the clones, hangs with the clones. He treats the clones, and he was there. Were you in Stillwater last week?
I was actually out in the Rocky Mountains on my elk hunt, and Dr. Greenwald was down there.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, Doc. You were out in the Rocky Mountains doing what?
Doing an elk hunt.
Wow, how'd that go?
Well, I got meat on the table. So.
Well, that's what I like to hear right there.
Yep.
That's what I like to hear. How did you find out that Brock Purdy entered the game and accounted for 5 touchdowns for Iowa State?
So we were actually driving home from Idaho with KASI on, listening to the game and the call by John Walters.
Nice. That's a good way to do it. That's a good way to do it. I don't know, Doc. I feel like this team was tested early. Some of the concerns we had about this Iowa State team early on in the season are starting to come around. The offensive line played by far its best game last week. I thought we saw it come on really strong at the end of the TCU game the week before. The defense, I think you know what you're going to get with Iowa State on a week in, week out. It's as nasty of a defense as I've ever seen in my time covering names. I'm really enthusiastic about Saturday night and the rest of the season. Where are you at with the boys?
I'm right there with you, Chris. I think that the depth is getting better, and I think that the Iowa State football team is going to get better every week.
Yeah. What's going on up there at the McFarland Clinic? I know you guys are you're on the cutting edge of a lot going up there, Doc, and I'm always telling people, these are the same guys that treat the Cyclones. You could help people with any of the weekend warrior stuff. You're treating high school students all the time.
Yeah, we're extremely busy, but happy to see everybody that has a need. I always tell patients it's better if you don't need me, but if you need me, I'm here for you. but yeah, we're staying very busy, and we built a new clinic at the south side of Ames, a brand new sports medicine center. So yeah, things are growing in terms of Ames and the Iowa State sports medicine stuff right alongside the athletic department, which is exciting.
Yeah, and it does seem like every time I'm up there, you guys are kind of dabbling into something new. And then there's a wing there at the McFarland Clinic that's doing a ton of stuff with the concussion research, correct?
Yeah, we've got all the latest technology and that stuff. And Dr. Bancroft and Dr. Schulman, our primary care physicians that help us out with Iowa State, are spearheading that. But we've got all the latest technology for doing screening, and then we've got baseline data to evaluate for a concussion, and then we can monitor the rehab and the healing too. So really, you know, we're just diving into sports medicine as a whole.
That's good stuff. Well, Doc, we appreciate your support. We'll keep sending people up to the McFarland Clinic, and I will see you on Saturday. All right.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
You picking a win? Clone's going to win?
I feel it. I'm right there.
You got it. All right. Lock it up, says Doc Greenwald. Doc Wormy says lock it up. I'm sure Greenwald and Buck are all over it, too.
Probably so.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Bye.
Dr. Wormy from the McFarland Clinic joins us every Thursday night here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We'll be back with more. Rob Gray and I will really dig into Iowa State, West Virginia. Recap today's basketball media day up in Ames here on 1460 KXNO.
There needs to be more football games this season. And here's the reason why. There are simply too many pork recipes that I want to try at tailgating parties. Bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin, double-rubbed baby back ribs, pulled pork sliders, to mention just a few. You'll find more than 2,000 crowd-pleasing recipes at porkbeinspired.com. This message brought to you by the Iowa Pork Producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here with a message from my friends at Centurion Stone of Iowa. Great guys. I love going in there, talking with Judd, talking with Joe, and looking at the beautiful 30,000 square feet of inventory in their warehouse. It's right there in the corner of Ankeny. The showroom has so many displays. They offer installation, delivery. They do interior work, exterior work, and their manufactured stone is cost effective. Do a makeover to your home and use a great Cyclone Fanatic supporter and two awesome friends of mine at Centurion Stone of Iowa. I promise you'll be treated with a first-class experience, and you'll want to go back again and again.
Hi, Cyclone fans. This is Dr. Brian Wormy, board-certified and sports fellowship-trained orthopedic sports medicine physician and surgeon at McFarland Clinic in Ames. As an official team physician for the Iowa State Cyclones, I really enjoy the opportunity to work with athletes here in my hometown. My colleagues, Dr. Buck, Dr. Greenwald, and I provide specialized orthopedic care to patients of all levels, including sports injury evaluation and treatment, arthroscopy, surgery, stem cells, and PRP treatment. Don't let your injury keep you out of your game. Learn more at McFarlandSportsMedicine.com. Go Cyclones.
When it comes time for my friends and I to decide where we'll watch college football on a Saturday night, there is no better choice than Whiskey River in Ankeny. Whiskey River is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show again for the 2018 season and is the perfect spot for your get-together of all ages. Whiskey River's great food, satisfying drinks, friendly staff, and wall-to-wall TVs make deciding where to go a no-brainer for any situation. And don't forget, you can always join the Cyclone Fanatic staff on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
This is Iowa Diamond President Chuck Kuba. After 20 years of serving engagement and wedding couples, I can't help but reflect back on the thousands of wonderful folks we've helped and ask myself, how can we be so lucky? Is it our incredible ring selection or the quiet, private atmosphere? Then came the epiphany. Out of all the people in the world, we make you feel like you are the most important people in the world. Because at that moment, to all of us at Iowa Diamond, you are. Visit us at iowadiamond.com or in person anytime. You'll see what I mean.
Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning. He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now, that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny, is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. Give them a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
If the recent storms have left behind surprises in your basement, Royal Flooring is here to help. Hi, I'm Bill Ludwig. There's not much you can do to prevent water in your basement. It happens to a lot of us, even me. When it's time to replace your carpet, though, you can choose to shop for your new flooring from locally owned Royal Flooring in both Altoona and Urbandale. With our huge selection from Mohawk Flooring, great service, and free expert in-home measuring, you'll love everything about your new flooring and installation from Royal Flooring. Maybe even the reason you need new flooring in the first place. Well, maybe.
And while you're shopping for your new flooring from Mohawk Flooring at Royal, keep in mind that Royal Flooring is locally owned and a part of the same communities in which we live. They're most concerned with helping our customers get back the home they love, not about profit margins. Not only will you find an incredible selection of Mohawk Flooring at Royal Flooring, but also the best and most competitive prices.
Shop Royal Flooring today in Altoona, just off 8th Street, next to Hy-Vee, and in Urbandale at 100th Street in Douglas. ShopRoyalFlooring.com.
Hey guys, it's Williams here. On the podcast, on our radio shows, we talk a lot about point spreads, you know, all that stuff. To be honest, I'm not a big bettor, but I'm really just fascinated by that industry. And I want to recommend a service to you guys today if you're interested in that sort of thing. MyBookie.ag is the website. If you join right now and if you give them our promo code, they will match your deposit dollar for dollar. This is a really good deal. Our promo code is 2427. Again, that promo code is 2427. They have live in-game, live betting. They're in the business for you fantasy guys out there. You can bet over-under on fantasy points for players. There's all sorts of really cool things. MyBookie.ag. Again, that promo code is 2427. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.ag.
AgriGold's corn and soybeans allow growers to be bold enough to go and grow their own way. AgriGold brings the recommendations and resources you expect from a true seed partner combined with in-the-field understanding. AgriGold's global breeding program and local yield results stack up against anybody at harvest. Be bold. Go gold. AgriGold. Call AgriGold today. 800-262-7333. That's 800-262-7333.
All right, welcome back. Little Cyclone Fanatic Radio here on 1460 KXNO. Presented, of course, by our good friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Love having Tim Mullen come in. He's a bright football mind. He's gotten smarter from hanging out with the Cyclone Fanatic crew over the years.
No doubt about that.
Iowa State had its basketball media day today, Rob. What were your takeaways from that? Did anything stand out to you?
I thought one of the things that stood out, I'm always interested in that mental aspect where they just seemed, as a group that tried to come together and mesh last year, all the injuries they had obviously had a huge impact, but they couldn't quite cohere the way you need them to cohere.
Totally.
It was similar to Fred Hoiberg's first season in a way. They were rarely out of games, but they also, outside of a couple just huge wins over ranked teams where you just pummel them, you're not getting over the hump in those close games, and there were a lot of close games. I think with an infusion of a really impressive freshman group, talent-wise, and sit-out transfers like Mariel Shayok and Jacobson.
Yeah, local boy.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, there's a real chance to I think the expectation should be to get back to the tournament this year for sure, and I think they've got the talent to do it.
Yeah, I do too. I just went up to a bunch of those freshmen too, and even Wigginton. I had a really nice chat with Wigginton for a while where it was just me and him, and it was nice to kind of get some, you know, open thoughts where there weren't a bunch of cameras in front of his face. And, you know, I think that everybody there realized that it was chemistry and it was the mental aspect of that game that really hindered that team last year. Now, I would make the argument they didn't have the dudes. Like, last year's team did not have the dudes to make an NCAA tournament run. However, that it wasn't what was always holding them back either. And especially earlier in the season when they had Nick Weilerbab and they had all these guys. And I don't know. I felt like Wigginton's come a long way in that aspect. I think he realizes that, and he's really grasping that leadership role.
No, I agree.
I hope so.
And I think most of us considered them on paper, if things played out kind of in a normal sense, what you'd expect, that they were probably an NIT team and can maybe make a run in the NIT and maybe an outside chance at the tournament. And, you know, they didn't do those things to put themselves in those spots. But, yeah, Wigginton, he just, as you said, decision-making is one thing he's working on, and obviously, he'll continue to have the ball in his hands quite a bit as a point guard. I'm just really excited to see what Shayok and Jacobson can add to, because I think people, and this is something I'm going to write about a little bit, people underestimate how excruciating it is to sit through that sit-out year.
Oh, it's horrible.
Whether your team's successful or whether they're struggling as they were last year. I mean, when I was talking to Shayok for a while, it was like it was really gnawing at him because he knew he could do some things to help, but of course he can't because he's got to sit out that season since transferring. And how close he grew to Jacobson. I mean, a Waukee, Iowa guy and a Canadian. I mean, it's just kind of interesting. And I think they bring a lot. I think Jacobson could be a real force on the boards, and we know he's got some range. He's got a little bit of offensive game, and Shayok is a guy that they really rely on to kind of be like this beacon on the defensive end, which Coach Prohm talked about today. Those elite teams, if you're going to make a big run, you're a top 20 defense in terms of efficiency. And it's been a long time since Iowa State's been there. They were, what did you say, it was 40 or something in 2016-17?
Yeah, something like that.
And really high offensively, and we know that was a memorable season. So if you could even get to that point, you've got a chance to really do some special stuff. But I really like those guys, and you talked to the freshmen. I mean, the talent is there. The talent is there.
That's a fun group of guys.
I think so. I think they really enjoy each other.
I really enjoyed talking to those guys today. Normally, freshmen are not that good to talk to. Like, normally they don't give you much. They're intimidated by the media a little bit. These guys were great. Mm-hmm. Like, I just really enjoyed talking to those fellas. I don't know how they're going to be on the court, but they were really fun to talk to.
Yeah.
And you can tell that they're a very close-knit group.
Yeah, and I mean, when Coach Prohm said that the chemistry is 10 times what it's been, I mean, of course, there's a bit of hyperbole that's going to throw in, because I don't think the chemistry was bad last year. I think it was just off enough.
Yeah, I would agree.
And the razor-thin degrees of difference.
And they didn't have the talent.
Yeah, they did not. I mean, they had the talent that if everything broke right, they probably could have snuck into the tournament
with two freshmen leading the way, really.
Yeah, and played on the first night, and I don't see them winning a game. I thought at best they were a team that and probably would really gain from getting the NIT and playing some games, and that just didn't materialize down the stretch because they could not win any of those games that they were usually within a few possessions of having a chance to win.
Rob, it's been fun, man. We'll have to do this more often.
Indeed.
Old school. Cyclone Fanatic here on KXNO before the young Buckaroos came and, you know,
took over.
Basically kicked us off on Thursday nights.
Right.
Shawnee Jenks back at KXNO. We will be on at 3 p.m. for Cyclone Fanatic pregame that's powered by Iowa Pork. That occurs on Saturday live from Jack Trice Stadium. Thanks for listening. We had a gentleman from Columbus, Ohio, who stopped by tonight to come meet us and say hi to us at Whiskey River. So if he's listening, thank you, sir. We appreciate that. Later.